You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Catherine Fantozzi, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder at Apollo Neuroscience, Inc., that is on a mission to manage business burnout. Established in 2017, Apollo was co-founded by Dr. David Rabin and Catherine Fantozzi, a husband and wife duo on a mission to manage business burnout. And let's take a deeper dive. And Catherine, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program.
No, thanks so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly appreciate your time. So, Catherine, tell us, for starters, what exactly is Apollo's vision? Get into that a little further today.
So Apollo's vision is to take neuroscience discoveries and to, essentially, our mission is to democratize neuroscience. We're on a mission to take discoveries out of the lab, put them in the hands of the people so they can improve their quality of their life rapidly.
And even taking that further, Catherine, what is the problem that you're actually solving through Apollo?
So burnout, which is a word we use for everybody being far too stressed out, is a pretty big problem in the U.S. It's causing about 120,000 deaths a year of stress-attributed illness, costing U.S. businesses $190 billion a year. And in terms of just lost productivity, people are losing. The average worker loses over 11 days of productivity because they either go to work and are unable to focus or do work, be productive, which is called presenteeism, or they simply can't go to work because they're not feeling well or they're so overwhelmed that they just can't be there and get through the day. You know, a lot of this, you know, when you hear about it, people kind of, there's a culture of blaming the individual, but really we have a systemic problem that is biological, and that is that we are not designed for modernity. So, you know, the human body is designed to deal with stress in these rare acute settings. There's a bear, my heart rate goes up, I get the heck away from the bear, and my heart rate goes back to normal. But the way we live our lives today, we're constantly being pinged, right? There's constant email and text messages and digital inputs, and then you have the stress of just being at work and traffic and noise. And what's happening is that our bodies are interpreting day-to-day life as bears. And what it does is it causes imbalances in our body, which, you know, it's not just top-down, you can't manage your stress. It actually makes our body stressed. And what it ends up doing is it dysregulates the nervous system. It causes us to be unable to sleep. It causes our heart rate to not adjust appropriately, which is known as heart rate variability. Low HRV is associated with higher rates of depression, insomnia, chronic pain, and actually in hospitals is used as an indicator of risk of sudden cardiac death. And all it's a sign of is that we're in imbalance, right? People can't sleep well, they can't focus well, and they end up being predisposed to kind of these chronic conditions like insomnia and anxiety disorders and even digestive and cardiac problems, which are all associated with chronic stress in the body. And so what Apollo is doing is it's taking what we've learned from neuroscience and using a wearable that sends these low-frequency vibrations, just feels like very soothing wave-like vibrations that we've actually shown in clinical trials improve the body's ability to be resilient to stress and increases our body's ability to recover from it. And so what we're seeing is we've done multiple clinical trials at this point. We've seen consistent improvement in HRV. In some case, in some studies, they've shown it occur within 3 minutes, an improvement. And then we're also showing really good just quality of life improvements. People are able to sleep better. And we've, most importantly, from a business perspective, been able to show that we can improve cognitive performance and accuracy and focus. And the reason for that is not simply because we're stimulating somebody with like too much coffee to make it so that they focus better. Instead, it's actually helping the body come back into a balance by increasing the body's ability to be resilient to stress. And we can get into how that works. It's actually fairly simple, but those vibrations, just on a wearable worn on the wrist or the ankle, are actually shown to improve cognitive performance by up to 25%. And it's simply because people feel less stressed out and their bodies show that they're less stressed out, and therefore they can focus and do better on the work that they're trying to do and get more done more quickly. And therefore they can go home to their families and have better quality of life.
Tremendous details there, and thanks so much. Really awesome here. Now, tell us, what is HRV? What is that?
So HRV sounds complicated, but it's not. If you have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or one of some other new emerging wearables like an Oura Ring or a Whoop, they all track HRV. And what HRV is simply the amount and frequency with which your heart rate changes with the environment. So in short, having high HRV is good. It means that your HRV, that your heart rate, changes quickly when it has to deal with stress, but that it goes back down to normal after the stress is gone. And so what ends up happening if you get chronically stressed out, you don't sleep well, you don't feel well, you're physically exhausted, or you're emotionally stressed out, your HRV goes down. And in the short term, that's not a big deal, but over the long term, having consistently low HRV is a sign that your body is not in homeostasis. It is the sign that your body is in fight or flight more times than it should be. And what ends up happening is that's a metric to understand how stressed out and overwhelmed or tired, or even if you worked out too much. On the flip side, how overstrained am I? If your low HRV is low consistently, it's just a sign that you are strained. And so what Apollo does is it improves the body's ability to be resilient to stress. And one of the things we watch is your improvement in HRV over time.
If you find yourself burned out or stressed out, this is certainly some tremendous news today. We are with Catherine Fantozzi, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder at Apollo Neuroscience Inc. that is on a mission to manage business burnout. And she's explaining all the details here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP in the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's get into how it actually works, the functions. How does Apollo work?
Sure. So when you get stressed out, the fear center in your brain, your amygdala, gets very active. And all the blood goes to your extremities. And the reason for that is we're designed to get the heck away from the bear, right? And so what ends up happening is your emotional cortex, your limbic system, that gets down regulated, which means it just has less activity when you're stressed. So that means that your ability to relate to other people is decreased. Your ability to fall asleep is decreased because you don't feel safe. Your ability to focus is decreased because you're distracted by your stressful thoughts or because you're very tired. And essentially, what Apollo does is it uses these vibrations, which are felt by your skin, and they signal to your brain that your computer is in fact not a bear. And what that's doing is it's increasing what's called parasympathetic activity, which is really just the part of your nervous system that regulates your normal resting heart rate, your normal breathing, and your normal digestion. And so it just, these gentle waveforms send a signal to your body that says, I know this email is terrible. I know this conference is awful. I know that this traffic is really stressful, but you're okay. And it works if you think about how when you're really stressed, someone holds your hand that you like, has to be somebody you like, and it makes you feel better. And your heart rate naturally comes down, your breathing evens out, and you feel more relaxed. That's how Apollo works. It's using vibration to signal to the brain that the person is safe. And it, as a result, it's harnessing your body's natural ability to deal with stress. And the neat part about it, aside from the wearable, which is this small wearable that you can either wear on your wrist or your ankle, is that the app actually sends these signals. So you can pick a program based on what you're trying to do, but it can also show you how your biometrics change over time. So you can go into the app and see that your resting heart rate is lower, that your HRV is improving, and even how your sleep quality is going.
Now, Catherine, how does Apollo help people cope with stress? I know that's part of the vision of the company. How does that happen?
And so the way it helps people cope with stress is that when you are under, was how I'm talking about this physiological response. When you get stressed out, your heart rate goes up, your breathing gets short, you naturally have a harder time making decisions, you have a harder time listening, and you have a harder time falling asleep. And so what Apollo does is by sending these vibrations to the body based on what the user's goal is, whether that's to focus or to help them fall asleep, they can use those programs to help transition the body into basically focus mode and sleep mode by helping basically improve calm in the body, and by doing so, help focus the mind, right? So if you feel really stressed out, it's naturally harder to go to sleep. If you feel really stressed out, it's harder to focus. And so Apollo, by sending these vibrations that your brain says, oh, I'm safe. This email is not that stressful, or I know I have a lot of things to do tomorrow, but you know, it's okay. I'm not running from a bear. By telling your body that, you naturally have your heart rate come down and your breathing even out. And as a result, you can fall asleep or you can focus on your work and not be distracted or have agitated thoughts. It essentially is a tool that gives a person more control.
And again, we're certainly appreciative of what you do in this space and for joining us here today and to introduce Apollo and this app to the audience and the technology. And I should have asked you this earlier, but as we conclude, tell us in detail further, when was Apollo founded and who are Apollo's founders?
So Apollo was founded in 2017, but the research started much earlier. So the research behind Apollo was started, well, there's based on about 50 years worth of literature, but the research on the specific pathway was started in 2014. By Dr. David Rabin, who is a neuroscientist and a board-certified psychiatrist. He developed it originally at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And I co-founded, my background is tech transfer, basically getting technology out of the lab and into the hands of the people. And I came on board to help the team when they were back at the university. And after seeing the clinical trial results come back that showed that we could improve HRV by 2 to 3 times a person's average, and that we could improve their accuracy, basically their accuracy on quantitative tasks by up to 25%. I looked at it and said, you guys have really got something here, and we founded the company in 2017, and it'll be on the market for folks to use in fall of 2019.
And which will be here before you know it, just a few months away. Again, Catherine, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today. If listeners wanted to tap into this and get further details online, where's the best place to get more details on Apollo?
So they can visit us at apolloneuroscience.com, or they can visit us at apolloneuro.com. Either one will work. It's N-E-U-R-O, Apollo, A-P-O-L-L-O. So www.apolloneuro.com.
And I'd say that's about as simple as it gets. Again, Catherine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
And you're more than welcome, and you too. We've been speaking with Catherine Fantozzi, the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder at Apollo Neuroscience, Inc., that is on a mission to manage business burnout. And for all the details, visit apolloneuro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.